wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month long trip. Her and some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 green backs. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, it paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ali laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to y'all, as I started the motor, Ali said,
damn, Tiff, what did you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pub in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said, pay for lunch. So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared to put me back into reality. Here's Shahid.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know? My wallet, I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers. Had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter. Car starts to scatter. Breaking on out, we was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and three more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, all right, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shaheed, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where were you going? Who were you going with?
It's me, Ali. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. My mother went away for a month-long trip. Her and some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ali up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 green backs. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, it paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ali laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to you as I started the motor. Ali said,
damn, Tiff, what did you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pub in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali.
Okay, good. So we're good with that. So no Lenny Bruce, I think. Let's skip that.
sold me a lemon to Henry S. Forward. But he brought it back. I said, all sales are final. And I sold me a plum to a man who makes pies. Jack stuck in his thumb. Oh, what a surprise. Sold sugar cane to Harvey Oswald. Man, he didn't shoot Johnny, but I think he's involved. Yeah, I sold the cherries, I sold the pits. Them girls getting married, them girls having kids. But I won't sell no flour, no, that ain't my gig. And I won't sell no cowfish, fowl, or pig. But I'll sell a bucket of peaches to Brine. Except he's got his own trees, so he ain't shaking mine.
I have no friends.
People say I try too hard. People say I come off really awkward. You know I don't mean no harm. I'm just trying to be myself. But sometimes I get confused, cause I can't read social cues. Threw my inhibitions out the door. I don't have an excuse, I'm just living in my youth. Don't know why people don't like me more. I have no friends, but that's okay. I don't need them anyway. I do my best all on my own. And I'd just rather be alone, rather be alone. I have no friends, but I'll be fine. I don't need them to pass the time. And when I put my wrist in the face on a look stone cold, I'd just rather be alone, rather be alone. I have no friends. Okay, I don't need them anyway. There's secrets that I'm keeping. I'll scare you off with my crazy eyes. Cause all I need is me, myself, and I don't got no shame. Cause my life is just a game, and I don't care what's been keeping score. Everybody thinks I'm strange, it's just something in my brain. Don't know who they're being normal for. I have no friends, but that's okay. I don't need them anyway. I do my best all on my own, and I'd just rather be alone, rather be alone. I have no friends, and that's a sign. I don't need them to pass the time. Spent my love on just myself. Took this people pleaser heart and I tore it all apart. Now I'm finally set free. I'm so proud to be me. That's why I don't care. I just wanna say I have no la la la. Say I try too hard.
Huh.
I think
maybe it just went to Claire. Maybe I didn't have both your names. Maybe I didn't hit reply all or something.
Claire, Carmen, and Nancy sound good. Where's that one? That's 144.
Yeah, it's back a few. Wait a minute. No, I'm saying that as if I understand it. Yeah, it's I did send it now, whether it made
what
it.
What time?
8:11. It says join our cloud HD video meeting.
Okay, I'll try. I don't know why my computer's acting funky.
Okay.
Okay, I'll find it and I'll see you in a few.
Yeah, Claire's going to log on at 9, so we're all going to be here together. It's going to be beautiful.
I hope so. Hokey dokey.
All right, bye. Oh, yeah. All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Give me a second to get you at the appropriate volume.
All right. And you can tell. Oh, I never did send you that Brooklyn Bridge song. Do you need it or did you find it?
I have it.
Oh, bless you.
Go ahead and talk a bit.
Hello, I heard you're getting married.
All right, how was your trip?
Lovely. I love the train. I want to do a coast-to-coast train trip one of these days.
Oh, cool.
I took the Acela.
Oh, I love that. I've never done that one. That sounds like it would be fun.
Oh, man. My friend Nancy and I, we went to Chicago. We both got little roomettes. It's a little more expensive than flying, but... Oh,
yeah.
It was great. I loved it.
Well, that's great. Anything you can do to make the trip, like, not as awful is a good thing, I say.
Well, better leg room than airplanes.
Yes.
Cheaper food. You can also bring your own if you want. You don't have to take your shoes off, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And the other thing, the other little tip is, if you're just carrying, like, one bag or something like that, you go to the Red Cap and you give them $5 and they'll put you on the train early.
Oh.
And with Acela, I think now they have assigned seats. So Yeah.
Well, okay, so you made it down there okay, and do you have, like, onerous prep you have to do this evening right up until the last minute, or do you just wake up in the morning and it happens?
I came up with some... We're doing this piece about Afrofuturism. There's an Afrofuturism exhibit at the African American Museum.
All right. So what are some good examples?
Prince was Afrofuturistic. Lieutenant Uhura. There's a lot of talk in literature and stuff, seriously, yep. about like space travel and...
I would think so. Yep. Yep.
Follow the North Star, you know, as enslaved people thinking of, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Beyond where we are, and it's kind of a cool concept where it's not like you ignore the past, but you sort of imagine a future that's a little less burdensome, you know?
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, Black Panther is like
of course.
Self-consciously yeah. on purpose, like, we're going to make some of that.
exactly.
Which is kind of interesting, because... You know, it sort of feels like it's not interesting for any. I mean, when I found out about science fiction, you know, there was a phrase Kurt Vonnegut used that he said, you know, my writing has often been called science fiction, which is a category that is frequently mistaken for a urinal. You know, so science fiction got no respect. It was like, I mean, you really could get in trouble. I mean, it was like comic books and stuff. You know, it was sort of like you weren't supposed to be. Stuff was rots your mind and things.
So here's the thing. Comic book and comic book characters have been Afrofuturistic yeah, for years. And this
right.
Science fiction writer, Octavia Butler.
I know about a little bit about her.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. I just realized.
Samuel R. Delaney. Wasn't he a black science fiction author as well?
He might have been. Look at Claire Berger.
Hello.
Why, hello.
Hello, Carmen.
You look like you're coming to us through a penumbra of gold. It's very beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yes, your background is blurred in a very happy way. It's very
well,
nice.
Well, good. I just decided to do that because I haven't cleaned my house. So.
I mean, I'm assuming the background is blurred, and that's okay. Just not what your background looks like.
I have to just correct the record right now. One thing you should know is that Claire's idea of, like, not a clean house. Okay. And Claire, do you like my redesigned bedroom?
I was going to say, this background doesn't look the same.
She has a housekeeper come in there that just raises yeah. hell with that place, and this is what it looks yeah. like afterwards. Like,
let's where's your purple walls?
I know. I'm in D.C. I'm in Washington, D.C. That's why. And, well, we'll talk about this little, like, thing that I told Carmen that I was embarrassed about telling you, but I'd rather say it on the air. It's better. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. What so are you doing in D.C.?
I'll tell you when we get on the air.
Oh, okay. That too. Okay.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Okay. I'm shooting a piece for Sunday morning, and I can't keep my effing calendar straight. So your hair looks so pretty, Claire.
Oh my God. Thank you. Are we on camera for this radio show?
No, this is audio only. So, yeah, that's right. And what happens is we'll just do a quick little sound check here and see how we sound. And, I control sort of the overall volume of the two of you since you're coming out of the Zoom thing. And okay. The deal is the station we're on is called WGXC.
Radio for Open Ears.
It is a volunteer radio station. So there's like, and not only, so there's no penalty if we like screw up or like somebody trips over their microphone and the phone gets disconnected for 5 minutes and we have to figure it out. Like, nobody calls me and raises it. They're not going to break down and pay me all of a sudden. It's like a totally volunteer thing. So we get to do whatever we want, which is nice. We are in safe harbor, which is after 10 p.m., which means we can say shit and fuck and things like that if we are so inclined. I find that it doesn't seem to generally happen that way, but it's no big deal if it does. So, yeah, we're not potty mouthed on purpose, though some of us can get potty mouthed. So, so this is the right time to do that if you're up for that. And then I'll do the station IDs and stuff, and Nancy will pile on with those because we're the regulars. And, you know, it's different every show, but what we try to do is we try to make sure it's live as much as possible. We we talk if we have nothing else to do, and we'll play songs in between sometimes to kind of, you know, egg us on or give us ideas or take bathroom breaks or whatever it is that has to happen. And the whole show, it starts at about at 10 p.m. There's a couple of station IDs, and then at 10:02 we go on the air. So I'll spin a little music at the very top, and that'll sort of cover the transition, which is usually sloppy because there's like a little auto switch that does a thing. And then when that all stabilizes, I'll just, you know, fade up the audio, and then, you know, I'll say, hey, we're here with the Mosquito, and it's me and Nancy and Claire Berger, and, you know, we stop and introduce ourselves and do all that stuff. And then, you know, you can either read your thing at that point, or we can have a little news update, or play, you know, we can sort of warm up a little bit. But it's, the show goes by pretty fast. It's 10 to midnight. You can drop away at any time. Like, you can just say, hey, I got to go. And we'll say, thank you so much. And then we'll go ahead and talk about other things. And so, yeah.
And you.
But in only in a, no, you get all the positive. Yes. So obviously only positive. And Nancy and I will talk about our personal troubles after you leave, if there's any time left. So.
All right. And then did you get my sort of.
I did. Okay. I got your bio.
Okay. And also, so the piece is about, to read it, it's a little over 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
That's
and
totally
then,
okay. Yeah.
And then, as Nancy's aware, there's questions at the end because it's an interactive memoir. So I thought I would ask you guys the questions. Is that all right?
That's perfect. Yeah, no, that's the best thing of all, because then we have something to talk about. So
exactly. Good. I think it would like inspire conversation and maybe self-reflection for your listeners. So that's
we
my
like
goal.
It. We like it.
Speaking of goals, Claire, why do you keep showing off the fact that you figured out how to have a signature on your emails? I mean, what is this? Okay, well, let's talk about it on the air. I'm like,
I earn my living as a writer now. I have to like present like a
I love it.
Drum, you know,
I feel like there's going to be some people who are like, "What's an email?"
Like, oh no.
Like, I feel like there's, as soon as I get remotely competent at something, it vanishes from the use case of everybody. So I don't know.
Carmen, where are you besides in a groovy studio with guitars hanging off the wall?
I'm in Catskill, New York, and I'm down in my man cave, Carm studio, you know, where the noise happens. So
and how did you guys meet?
So
through Ellie Covan and Dixon Place, right?
Yeah, I think that's totally right. Yeah, Ellie, there was this period where Ellie was really trying to produce shows and Nancy was high on her list. And so I did some sound design. So I was like, just the, you know, make us sound effects for this. We need a doorbell. We need a siren. We need.
Well, here's the good part that just shows how old we are.
Oh, old.
When I first did this show with Ellie, we had each sound cue on a cassette tape. And, you know, we would do things like turn the cassette tape so that a little bit of the tape was, you know, just
yeah, so
cue
it was queued up just right. Yeah.
And the cassette player sort of only worked if you used these drumsticks. It was like so crazy. The whole thing was crazy. So then when I met Carmen, it was like, we can put our sound cues on a CG, you know, that was like high concept.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. When you do work, sometimes you get funny, like, are you capable of doing such and such a thing? Which now is like either completely obsolete or you can do it on your phone for nothing.
Oh my God. I know. You know, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe how many formats we've lived through. But anyway, so that's how I met Carmen. And he's also a wonderful composer. And I'm on a recording of a musical he wrote called South, and his music is great. He's done CDs, and one of my favorite things to do, although I'm not so good on the ukulele, is we play and sing the Prince song Kiss, and it's
on ukulele duo.
Still working on it. So
well,
yeah.
I have to tell you that song, particularly at the Chatham Library, which has a high real one of the producers, little old lady quotient, and that song gets requested a lot, Kiss by Prince, and we rock it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, no, they're like, you know, they're like, ooh, that's that. I mean, they really like it.
My next goal is, to play with him, just to do like the guitar solos at the end of Hotel California. It doesn't make any sense, but if I could at least do nee 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 nee. Anyway.
No, it makes perfect sense. It's the only thing that needs to be, it has to be done. So yeah, we'll figure it out.
This sounds good, right? I'm not using those headphones. I'm just talking into the computer. This is cool.
I think it sounds great. You sound nice and present. And Claire, just give me a little hello, hello.
Hello, hello. I can certainly put in my ear pods if that gives you a better sound.
No, I think this sounds perfectly great. It's nice and solid. And, you know, I just have my hand on the fader and, you know, it's just, we generally set it. So I feel like, in terms of levels and stuff, we're all set. And, you know, so you can do it one of two ways. You just log back in when you're ready. We can, you can hang out here and talk or do as you please. You can just let the stream go and mute yourself and turn off your picture until you're ready to go. Or it really doesn't matter. So I would say, you know, if you pop back, you know, a little bit, you know, say a quarter of 10, you know, just, I mean, even that's plenty of time. It's just works. And you know what? If it stops working, we'll know when it stops working. So, you know, no reason to call in advance for that.
And Carmen, so that Claire knows, you can sort of listen to a slightly delayed version of the show on, what's that called, Wave Farm?
So let me, just give me a second and check, because they have a couple of websites, but one of them has been kind of squirrely.
Yeah, it's weird, Claire. Like, we do it, and it really exists, but anyway, I don't even want to.
And it exists in perpetuity on a web link somewhere?
Yes. So it's totally a cool thing, actually. I mean, the if you're around here, you can literally pick it up on the airwaves. But it's like a 5,000-watt station, and we're kind of in the mountains, and so it's, you know, the reception is never that awesome.
Okay. Can you send me that link just so I can
I just sent it in the chat.
Right, okay.
And it's called Wave Farm Radio, WGXC. And, you know, from there, there isn't a thing that lets you stream it directly. But if you look on the upper left-hand side of the web page, it says Listen.
Okay.
And if you go there, if you click on WGXC, it gives you a little player and you can just play it. So,
okay, and all I have to do is just sort of put in the date?
No, you just go, that's what's playing right now. So when we're on the air, that'll be the live stream.
So there's not something I can listen to after the fact to just kind of analyze the work at all?
Yes.
Sure, because it's archived. Right?
So it gets archived. I think it takes a day or two to pop up in the archive. But when it does, you'll see at the top there's a thing that says Wave Farm, and it says Archive.
Okay, cool.
And when you go to Archive, you type in the mosquito, and you'll have to sort by date and make it start most recent, or else it'll start at the beginning, and you'll be like, wow, they were really trying to get their
turn of the century
working.
Impressive.
Yeah. No, the microphones barely worked at first. We started rough, but
I will say this, Carmen, because I am in a hotel and I have my voice is kind of loud.
Yes.
No.
If it starts to get late, is this where the mic is down here? I don't know. I'll just like.
I think you just hunker around and just close mic it, baby.
You're not louder than people having sex in the next room, so don't worry about it.
It depends on the people.
You'll be fine.
Hey, if that happens, I'll turn the machine.
Well, that's
that into the show.
No, I expect you to stick that sucker right on the wall, and we will turn that up for the people.
And I'll just pivot to the sex chapter of it.
Yeah.
Claire, you know what? I didn't forget, but it's perfect that you have those questions because that's going to get a whole conversation started.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what I thought. Yeah. And, you know, and it's really how the book works. So I thought, why not use you guys as lab rats here?
Absolutely.
Do you want me are you going to ask me about how the book's concept came to be? Or do you want me
I don't mean to be so vague. I might. I mean, I'm going to, your intro is great. And then I might go into talking about the book.
Our work together and stuff.
Written that. Enough is enough. Exploring the concept of enough in all aspects of our lives. And I'm like, you know, I might say like, Claire, are you enough? What is enough? What do you mean? You know?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'm cool.
Or Carmen, do you feel like you're enough or you're too much or, you know?
What do people say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, it depends on which. Yeah. One or the other, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard as an insult and as a compliment, you're too much, you know, a lot, right?
What was one we there was a local a neighbor girl that was describing one of her friends. She goes, oh, he's a lot.
Okay, stop it. This is what I mean. This is too good. We could use this on the show.
I like that. Well, don't Claire's already written that. The book. I'm sure that's already in there. So
it's ruined now. Hey, Carm, it's Hudson Catskill Acra. Is that how it is?
Acra. I think you can get away with saying Acra, but I think Acra.
No, I'll say Acra.
Yeah, Acra.
Do you have a certain And it's GXC, right?
Yes, it's as if it's the G is green, and the which is Green County, and the X is across, and then C is Columbia County. So it's WGXC. It actually makes sense. It's like it's uniting the two counties with a meager artistic signal artistic. Well, some of it's very cool. They let us do stuff like this. Some of it's artistic, like the Saturday afternoon thing. It's like synthesizer, you know.
Is it a 24/7 station?
Is it, Carmen? Is it 24 hour?
24/7.
It's like a, you know, in some ways, it's almost like a college station for grown-ups.
I was just thinking, this is bringing back such memories of,
Claire did
of my college radio.
It's totally,
okay,
it's got
talking.
That
this is all too
kind
good.
Of vibe. So, we can be complimentary to the station. Show. And, anyway, it's a very eclectic bunch, and we are among them. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah,
this is
you're welcome. You're welcome.
She's great. You're going to love it. Okay, so I'm going to... I might put on pajamas or something like that or whatever, but
I'll do the same.
Yeah. I'm going to come back at 9:45.
All right. I'm going to just leave it on and put myself on mute and then I'll just be back. I'll just stay on.
I'm going to do the same thing. Yeah. I mean,
That sounds super good. Sounds super good. Okay. And I'll probably do the same thing. And around 9:45, it'll all come back to life. So
Sounds great. See you then.
Okay. See you then.
Dudes and dudettes. Bye.
Super cool.
Those are Claire's grandkids on her screen. You can't hear me. Oh, you can hear me, but you're not. You're muted. Okay. All right. I'm going to mute. See you later.